Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, why new homes are still a really great investment. Well, 2022 has started off with kind of a interesting year, hasn't it? We've seen some interest rate increases. We've seen, you know, a war on Ukraine from Russia. We've seen oil prices spike and certainly has created some uncertainty in the market. All that being said, though, there's been, you know, still some decent amount of transactions going on in real estate. And although sales are down slightly, a lot of that is due more to lack of inventory, more so than anything. There is still not a lot of houses on the market. The average sale price is continuing to go up. The days on the market is staying very low, if not still going down. So people are still spending a lot of money purchasing homes, and especially existing homes. Those are going for a lot more, especially in certain price ranges. In fact, I have a realtor friend of mine, and she put a post up on the internet the other day and was bragging because she sold a home in my area for $75,000 over asking price. $75,000 over asking. Can you believe that? Now, good for her, good for them. I'm a capitalist, a business owner at heart. Good for anybody that can make good money, make a profit. But at the same time, is that really for that buyer, the person buying this home, is that really a wise investment? You have to ask yourself that just because, you know, they spent that much more on a home. Now, I looked at the home. It's a nice house. It's a, you know, it's a two-story. It's got some brick and some nice gables on the outside, clean lot, city lot. But nothing special about it, let's be honest, at the end of the day. It's just a nice clean house in a decent subdivision. But when you have a home that sells for that much more than everything else in the area, we know at some point here the housing market is going to really cool off much more drastically. And in a year from now, 6 months from now, maybe it's 2 years from now, we don't know. But somewhere in the near future, things are going to cool off. And I think that number and that value is going to be an outlier. And when you have a whole bunch of homes that are older in one subdivision, and then you have one home that sells for, you know, so much higher than everything else, I mean, one of two things can happen. Now, when the market is in the acceleration phase, that just basically raises the bar on everything else and helps everyone else's value go up. But when we're starting to get into a deceleration phase, you know, that just starts to look like an outlier. And if a lot of other homes in that area don't sell, like if nothing gets listed for the next 6 months or so, and then the market cools off, those people will never get that investment back, in my opinion. Now, that might be fine. Now, if those people are going to live in that home, and they're going to stay in that home for the next 25 years, and that's their forever home, probably doesn't really matter a whole lot, right? Because at that point, you know, it probably will go up in value again. And although it's still much higher than everything else in the subdivision, it generally will continue to go up in value, and you know, they should be okay there. But if they're planning on selling it within probably the next 7 years or less, I don't think they're going to get much of a gain on it at all. And in fact, after they pay commissions and everything else, they'd be lucky if they broke even with that. So that's the one thing you have to be careful of. And one of the things that we're seeing that's interesting is that, you know, obviously new homes are quite a bit more expensive, and they're probably in that neighborhood of around $75,000 more than an existing home of similar size and features in our area. Okay, so at that point, I think it's a no-brainer then to do the new home. And the reason for this is simple. A lot of times when people, now especially like in this case where they're spending so much more over asking price, but most of the time when people buy an existing home, they still put some extra money into it. They change some things. There's something about that house that they're not going to like, whether it's just repainting it, swapping out some countertops, maybe updating a bathroom. Typically, these homes are not completely out of the box the way they want it. So a lot of times these homeowners will invest another $50,000, maybe in this one because it's clean, maybe less, but they're going to put more money into this home. And now you further, you know, put back that return on your investment. But here's the thing. Here's why, in this case, I think they're better to buy a new home. We have not even talked about deferred maintenance. Now, when you buy a brand new home, it's got a warranty, a full warranty on everything. You don't have to touch that roof for 30 years. You don't have to paint it for a decade. You know, all the equipment's going to be good for at least 10 years, barring some unforeseen thing. And then it'll be covered mostly by warranty. So you really don't have to put any money aside for deferred maintenance for a long time, at least a decade. On a home like this, you certainly have to. And this home wasn't super old, but it was, you know, at least 15 years old. Maybe 20, I got to look back on it. But regardless, that means that the roof is half used up. Although it's probably been painted at some point on the outside, that siding is going to probably need to be replaced in the next 5 to 10 years. Maybe sooner. So you start to look at the cost of those things. And if you said, okay, you know, you've got, let's just say, you know, 15 years of use out of it compared to a new home. So you've got to start to allocate some of that money aside and start figuring out each year how much that stuff costs. And that's not the only thing. So you have a roof, which is probably going to be over $20,000 at this point with current pricing to tear it off and replace it. And probably have close to $10,000 in siding. So you've got $30,000 there, and then you got to repaint it. So that's another $5,000, so at least, and probably more, but let's just say $35,000 just for simple round numbers. And you know, most likely in about 5 years, you know, usually furnaces last about 20 years, you're gonna be replacing that. Again, this is a low number, it's probably more than this, but you know, furnace air conditioner is probably $5,000 or $6,000. So that's again, $40,000, and then maybe just a water heater and some other things. So let's just use $45,000 overall, because there would be some other little things here and there that would probably need to be updated. So you've got $45,000 that, you know, you're going to be investing in this home over the next 15 or so years. So, you know, if you look at that, I mean, that's a lot of money. And if you don't factor that into the equation, I mean, those are things you're going to have to pay into. And that, so that's why I was saying this is not necessarily a good investment, because not only did they pay $75,000 over to get this home, it's already over market in the area. But then, you know, over the course of the next, you know, 10 years, they're going to be investing, you know, $20,000 and then maybe another $25,000 or whatever it is, however it breaks down, into this home. And then that does not include if they're doing any enhancements that they have as well. So I think when you start to look at that and you say, well, okay, now they're at, you know, $110,000, $115,000, $120,000 more, they could have probably had a new home and they could have had what they wanted. So I think in that case, it's pretty simple to say, you know, I think the better play there would have been to buy the new home, even if they would have spent slightly more. And here's the other thing when you buy a new home. That's interesting. When you buy a new home, yeah, you might be spending more money than anything existing out there, but all the other homes in your area, especially if you're buying in a subdivision, are new. So your pattern of value is already higher. And so, yes, it's going to cost more, but everything else around it is costing more as well. You have comps, you have data showing these other homes in a similar price range. So even if the market really takes a bad dive for a while, you know, everything will go down in value. That's a given. But that, you look at that existing subdivision, those homes could drop $50,000 in value, and now they've got a $120,000 gap there. Or at least at the new homes, if they go down $50,000 in value, everything else around it will be around the same as well. And so from an investment standpoint, it's really hard to justify paying that much over for an existing home. Even if it's super clean and you don't have to do a lot with it, it still has that deferred maintenance, and you've still broken the formula, you've broken the plane of pricing in that development. And unless all the neighbors get super excited about that number and then throw their houses on the market, but then guess what happens typically? If two or three people go, wow, that guy got $75,000, I'm listing my house tomorrow, and they all list their homes, and then now there's three or four of them that hit the market, well, now they're most likely not going to get that price because all of a sudden all this inventory just hit the market, and you know, there isn't really that, oh, this is the only one there. There's the exclusivity of it. It's like, well, if I don't get this one, I can buy the one down the street or the one next one down. And so most likely that's going to be the only house that sells for that value in there. Unless you've got some sort of really crazy thing. I'm going to qualify this. If you're in a really hot market and you got a big business that's recruiting people and they're hiring people at, you know, stupid wages, and they're importing people from around the country, well, guess what? You know, yeah, you might very well get that, but that's not really the case that much. We don't have nearly the transferee buyers like we used to have, because a lot of people are still working from home. And so, you know, they can recruit people to work in San Antonio, but they live in Arizona and work digitally. So there's been a big cut down on that for sure. So you have to be really careful in those situations. And I think if you're a home buyer and you're looking at buying a home and you're looking at spending more than asking, which a lot of people are having to do, you really got to ask yourself at some point, what is the amount of money that I should go over to get it? But then is it really worth it? That's the second question is, you know, if you've got to go $50,000 over just to get this house in the subdivision, what else could you buy? Or at that point, if you're willing to go $50,000 over, you may want to look and say, can we spend $70,000 more and then just get a new home? And that's a really valid question. I think people need to look at it. And you have to remember, again, you might spend $70,000 more, but you're, again, not going to be spending anything on the maintenance for a very long time. And if you're going to move much sooner, if you're going to move sooner than, say, you know, 5 years, you certainly wouldn't want to spend that much more over the house on an existing home. So, you know, and even if it's under 10 years, even 15 years, you know, I think that new home really is going to be a better investment, in my opinion, just based, again, on the maintenance and everything else that you're going to put into it. And it's going to be very, very difficult to spend, you know, that kind of money over the cost of a home, add in the maintenance, and come out whole on that thing. You have way more likelihood of coming out whole building a brand new home. The other advantage that hasn't even been factored in is the utility cost. That new home is going to be a lot cheaper to run. You can have the very best furnace and air conditioner and a much tighter home, probably better insulation, better building techniques, less air leakage. It's going to be very difficult to get back to that point on that existing home. So when you start to add in the utility costs, and the surveys have said that 25% more efficient on energy costs is a new home compared to a home even from 5 years ago. So you start to add in those thousands of dollars as well, and it becomes, I think, a no-brainer that the new home is a better deal. So this is my word of warning to you as a home buyer. If you're looking to buy something right now and you're going to pay a lot over asking price, you know, really look at that and don't look at the now, which most people do, right? It's just, hey, I have this much I can spend. I can get it for this. Okay, I'm going to do it. Use the longer approach. Look at 10 years out. Look at 15 years out. And just do that comparison very quickly before you buy that home. Because I think when you start to do the math and you start to put that deferred maintenance in, you start to factor in the energy costs, factor in the values of the other homes in the area and what's going to happen there, the math isn't going to work out. And you're probably better off buying something else. Or maybe just going to a different subdivision. Maybe that's a higher price point where there isn't as much buyer activity and paying for something there at market price. Because at least you have that opportunity for some growth there. And if you do, heaven forbid, have to sell quicker than you anticipated, you're not going to be behind the eight ball there.
Once again,
Thank you for tuning in to The Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.